and welcome everyone to tonight's Core Volunteer Training. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics relating to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's topic is specifically media resources and roles basics. Let me introduce our wonderful guest speaker tonight. We have joining us Steve Volk. Steve, before joining Citizens Climate Lobby in 2009, had a career spanning 30 years with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and served as the media consultant for the citizen-driven anti-global poverty organization Results. At CCL, Steve trains and supports volunteers as they publish letters, articles, and op-eds in local newspapers and developing their relationships with their members of Congress. It is a joy to have you on tonight. Thank you, Steve, for being here.
Thank you.
And if we've done our jobs well, after tonight's training, Steve's going to really walk us through three simple and straightforward goals. We're going to have the chance to highlight how to clarify the role of media itself within CCL's work, as well as roles like media manager within groups throughout the country. Steve's going to review the four main ways that we as CCL organizationally recommend engaging with your media. And we also want to help you understand how CCL staff like Steve and Flannery Winchester support your local media work wherever you might be calling in from. So with that, I will pass it to you, Steve, and we will get going with tonight's training.
Great. Thanks, Brett. So let's do a quick review of what our agenda is going to be for the call here. So we're going to discuss the role of media. We'll also talk a little bit about the role of a media manager in your CCL chapter. And then we're going to do a quick overview of the various media opportunities that are out there. And then the resources that that CCL offers to support you in taking advantage of those media opportunities. So so first of all, let's talk about the role of media. National media like the New York Times, CNN, NPR, and all of those generally influence public opinion in a broad way. Local media, like your city newspapers and local TV stations, are more directly influential on members of Congress. They need support from these outlets for their reelection campaigns, and local coverage helps them keep their finger on the pulse of their district or state. So one way we move the needle is by working to shape the narrative in those local outlets, which members of Congress and their staff pay close attention to. So while it's tempting to want to focus your energy at the national level, now that we have a bill in Congress and our policy is getting more attention, it's really important to keep moving the conversation forward in your local news media markets. So now let's take a little bit of a look at what the role of the media manager is in your chapter. So the media manager is anyone who wants to help out with media activities in their chapter. They can be designated as a media manager. Your group leader would do that, would designate you as a media manager. And this simply means that you'll receive media materials and opportunities, usually no more than one or two emails a month. And these will come right to your inbox, as well as occasional training tips and extra support from Flannery Winchester and me. So your group can make this designation for you on CCL Community, and I'll show you how to do that. Well, you can do it two ways. You can just reach out to Flannery or me. We can go in and add you, or you can have your group leader do it by designating you as a media manager in the chapter roster on CCL Community. And you might be thinking, okay, well, how do you do that? So each chapter in Citizens Climate Lobby has a group page, and the group leader in each chapter has access to edit the profiles for all the people who are in their rosters. So the group leader would simply go to your group page. They would go to the roster and they could click on your profile. And on your profile, there's a box that they can click that says media manager. And that's all there is to it. And then you'll start receiving the emails about the resources that we're sending out and making available to everybody each month. So then let's do a quick overview of various media opportunities. We're talking about letters to the editor, op-eds, editorial endorsements, and earned media. And I'll explain what earned media is in just a little bit. So there's tons of ways that you can engage with the media. If your chapter is big, you might already be doing a lot of these things. If your chapter is small, you might be feeling like you're not sure where to start or don't even know what all those options are. Well, our national communications team produces resources that can help guide you and support your activities. So tonight, I'll walk through those resources. Make sure you know what National provides for you and where you can find them. First thing I want to kind of touch on is letters to the editor. This, you know, pretty self-explanatory. It's a short reader opinion that usually responds to news or opinion that's been published in the newspaper. And I have an example here to the right of, so it was a letter to the editor that appeared in Miami Herald. Little headline on it was, price on carbon. And I'll just read the first part of it here. It says, Ray, your January 18th article, Miami sets ambitious emissions goals, carbon neutral by 2050. It's encouraging to learn that Miami is taking action to mitigate its carbon footprint and addressing the root cause of the global climate crisis. What's missing is ambitious federal legislation to aggressively drive down greenhouse gases. The Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, H.R. 763, pending before Congress, will reduce carbon emissions by 40% in the first 12 years and 90% by 2050. You know, there's a little bit more in all that, but this is a typical letter to the editor. Open up by referencing something that was in the newspaper, and then pivot toward what our message is. Is that we have a solution out here. What's the name of it? And ask for people to support that solution. So that's an example of a letter to the editor. So moving over to op-eds, an op-ed you can kind of think of as a long letter to the editor. It's an opinion piece that's usually 600 to 800 words on a topical issue. And people in the community, op-eds can be written by readers in the community. They can be staff writers on the newspaper. They write columns. They're typically known as op-eds, or it might be a syndicated columnist. But what we're concerned about, obviously, is the is op-eds that are written by people in the community, like all of you. And so an example that we have here ran in the Kitsap Sun. And that's in Washington State. And the headline on it is, why I'm going to the State of the Union. And I'll just read the first couple of paragraphs here. In late December, my phone rang. I was surprised that it was my congressman, Representative Derek Kilmer, calling me personally. For years, the volunteer organization I helped lead, Bainbridge Island Citizens Climate Lobby, has met with Representative Kilmer and his office as part of our work to encourage Congress to do more to address the threat of climate change. And so the op-ed then goes on to talk a little bit about the Energy Innovation Act and acknowledge the fact that that Congressman Kilmer is a co-sponsor of that act, and the fact that he's going to Washington and he's going to be sitting up there in the gallery tonight for the State of the Union address. And he's there because his congressman is recognizing the role that citizen advocates have to play in getting climate solutions enacted in Congress. So that's an example of an op-ed. So then if we look at editorial endorsement. So an editorial endorsement is the official view of the newspaper. And for us, you know, what we're looking for is an official view of the newspaper that's supporting the Energy Innovation Act. And so these are probably the most highly leverageable pieces of media that we can generate because it does represent the view of the newspaper. In other words, the editorial board of the newspaper has made a decision that we're going to write about this, we're going to support it, and they run it. And it's very important because when members of Congress go back to newspapers to get reelected, they ask for the newspaper to endorse their reelection. And so if they see that the newspaper has endorsed a particular piece of legislation, might behoove them to at least, if they're not supporting or co-sponsoring the bill, at least be up on the legislation and know how to respond to questions about it. So anyway, so this editorial endorsement that was in the South Florida Sun Sentinel, that's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is the headline on that endorsement. It said, "Bill to curb climate crisis would impose fee on greenhouse gases. Citizens get monthly check. What's not to like?" I couldn't have written a better headline on that. I'll just read you the first, couple of sentences here. It says, imagine if energy producers, big manufacturers, and oil barons actually sent you a check for the greenhouse gas their businesses produce. Crazy idea? Before you think that could never happen, you need to check out a plan being pushed by Citizens Climate Lobby. You know, so they go into explaining what the legislation would do and everything. But it's a great editorial, and that editorial happened because the members of that chapter down there in Broward County met with the editorial board, and one of the resources that they used in that meeting was an editorial packet that we provided for them. So so that's an editorial endorsement. And then lastly, there's earned media. And by earned media, we're talking about news stories that are written by reporters. In other words, so you've got the opinion on one side of the paper, and you actually have news on the other side of the paper. And the earned media is the news stories that the reporters write. And we call it earned media because it's something that we did not write. It was something that it was a story that a group probably pitched to a reporter, but the newspaper found it newsworthy enough to do a story about it. And so here's an example of the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. They wrote a story about the city council endorsing the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And so that, just by sending out a press release, giving and developing a relationship with one of the reporters of the newspaper, they were able to give them a heads up and say, "Hey, did you know that the city council is about to endorse federal legislation to fight climate change? This is pretty good stuff." And the reporter here, Mackenzie Delisle, I think is his name here, obviously thought, "Yeah, that sounds like a story to me," and so they covered it and they wrote it. So that's an example of earned media. So let's take a look at the media resources that CCL National provides to you. There's tons of ways to engage the media, and like I said, if your chapter is big, you can do a lot of those things. If your chapter is small, you might not know where to start, but what we do is we provide the resources to help you do whatever it is that you want to do, and that might be a template for a press release. It could be an editorial packet to try to generate an editorial endorsement. It could be a template for an op-ed. So let's take a look at some of those resources here. If you go to CCL's resources page, and if you're on CCL Community and you look at all the menu headers at the top, there'll be one for resources. If you go to the resources page, there's a section there for media relations, and that has links to all the different resources that we provide for our volunteers. So the first one I want to talk about is the resources that we provide for letters to the editor. So occasional LTE opportunities will appear in the monthly action sheet. Probably, maybe every 3 or 4 months, we'll actually include something about letters to the editor in the monthly action sheet. And these will be nationally relevant. So an example, might be, Hurricane Dorian was in the news last year, and so there's an obvious connection between the severity of storms and the damage that they're causing. There's a connection there to climate change. So it's easy to kind of connect the dots there when something big happens in the news. An opportunity like that might be in the monthly action sheet, or there's also a media forum on CCL Community. It's called Working with the Media, and you'll find those forums on the menu that's up at the top of the community that says Connecting with Others. You'll see site-wide forums, and so that's where you would find the forums basically relate to all the different levers of political will that we work on. One of those levers obviously is media, and so the forum that we have is Working with Media, and I usually do a post maybe once a week or something like that. I'll find something that's in the news that presents a good letter to the editor opportunity, or I might post something about one of our resources that's available, like an editorial packet or something like that. But the media, the Working with Media forum, is one of those places where you can go to get ideas about writing letters to the editor. So going to the action sheet, here's an example of a letters to the editor action that was put in one of our action sheets. And you can see here, we listed several different news stories that were out there that might be running in newspapers around the country that you could respond to. And so that's an example of, how we kind of support our volunteers with suggestions about what they can do to write letters to the editor. Looking at the forums, at the site-wide forums, as I mentioned, if you go to the site-wide forums page, there's the media relations link to it right there. That'll be on the next slide there. So you would click that and you would end up getting into the media forum. And once you get there, you can see there's a list of different posts that have been made. In this particular slide here, that you can see the last post that was made was relating to Hurricane Dorian. So you can click that, and I usually provide a link to like a national media outlet that's reporting on that particular story, so you can get an idea about it. And then you can look for that story in your newspaper and respond to it. That's what we offer in terms of support for letters to the editor. And there's also trainings that we have for all of these things. And so if you go to the trainings menu, actually do the trainings page, and Brett will show you this at the end of the presentation here tonight. We have video recordings that we've done that kind of walk you through a lot of these things like letters to the editor, op-eds, you know, generating editorials and things like that. So we do have trainings that go more into depth about how you do these various things. So taking a look at op-eds here, so what we provide on National is our time-sensitive op-eds that are written by CCL staff. And sometimes what we do with those, we did this with Mark's op-ed back in the fall, is we write an op-ed on a topic, and then we have places in the op-ed where you can insert what we call the local angle. You know, maybe it's the impact that climate change is having in your area. Maybe it's the fact that your member of Congress is a co-sponsor of the Energy Innovation Act. Maybe you want to slip in, you know, we really want to encourage, you know, Congressman Smith to co-sponsor our bill, that kind of thing, you know. And then that way, you know, what you can do is, you know, by putting in the local angle, you can have somebody add their name to that op-ed and submit it to the newspaper with what's called a double byline. And the newspaper actually, you know, it will be more inclined to publish something that does have a local angle in it. So so we have op-ed templates for this on CCL Community. And so if you go to the next slide here, you'll see that you know, going back to the resources page and you go to media relations, you know, there's the link for op-ed templates. And and then if you go to the to the actual page there where we have those op-ed templates, usually we'll have some instructions on how to use these op-ed templates. And we usually put both a 700 word and a 600 word version in there. Some newspapers will let you go to 700 words. Some of them cut you off at 600. So we provide both versions so that, you know, depending on what the restrictions are for your newspaper, you'll have what you need. So let's move on then to editorial packets. And so what we provide with editorial packets are both time sensitive packets and what we call an evergreen packet that you can use anytime. And so what we mean by a time sensitive packet, it means that it's an editorial packet that provides the context for what is happening now in the news. You know, so, you know, maybe we'll send out an editorial packet that's relating to Earth Day, or maybe we'll send out an editorial packet that's relating to the UN climate conference, you know, wherever that happens to be taking place in the world, and so forth. So we have those, but then we also have a standard packet that just goes into the legislation that, you know, if there's nothing going on, if we're sort of between these time-sensitive packets, you can use what's called the evergreen packet with your meeting with an editorial board to pitch an editorial. So you'll find those editorial packets, you'll find that on the editorial packets resource page on CCL Community. And again, you know, going back to the resources page and the media relations, the link for the editorial packets is right there at the top. And and then if you look at the you can see that editorial packet that's on the left. Is our evergreen packet. That's the packet that is specifically about the legislation that you can pitch to your newspaper anytime. You'll see there that there's two options there for the editorial packets. You know, one for the January packet, about Congress coming back into session after the holiday break and setting up the agenda for the year and that sort of thing. So again, that kind of puts it in the context of what's happening now. And then, of course, there's also the standard editorial packet that you can download also that was updated in January. And if I can explain for, let me hang on to that for just a second here. So an editorial packet is, what it is not is an op-ed. It's a 4 or 5 page kind of backgrounder on the problem of climate change and our solution to it. And what that editorial packet is designed to do is to help an editorial writer actually be a resource for the editorial writer for the newspaper to write their own editorial endorsements. So if you meet with an editorial board and you're asking them to do an editorial endorsement, the editorial packet then is kind of like a starting place for them to wrap their heads around the legislation, what it does, what kind of support it's generating, where it is in Congress, and that sort of thing. So like I say, it's not an op-ed. What it is it's a resource to help a newspaper editorial writer write an editorial endorsement for the Energy Innovation Act. Okay, so let's then go and take a look at earned media and press release templates. As I mentioned before, earned media is news stories, and one of the ways that you can generate a news story and to pitch it to a reporter is to send them a press release. And so we have various press release templates that are available where you can download it and you can kind of fill in the information about your chapter, your member of Congress, impact of climate change in your area, that kind of thing. So we have these templates, and what would you send a press release about? Well, you might send a press release about your chapter volunteers going to Washington to lobby for climate solutions. You might send out a press release, say if you got a big endorsement for the bill. Let's say your city council passed a resolution, urging Congress to enact the Energy Innovation Act. You might send out a press release about that, or you might send out a press release, if you're a member of Congress, comes on board as a co-sponsor of the Energy Innovation Act. So there's various things that you can be sending press releases to your newspaper about, and the press release is kind of sort of step one to generating stories. After that, then you might follow up with a phone call, and there's other things that you can do to sort of develop a relationship with a reporter at the newspaper. But the press release is really kind of your jumping off point to get the ball rolling. And so we'll provide those press release templates, and if you and the place where you can find them, again going back to the media resources page, there's a link there to local press release templates. You click that, and you'll end up with various different options for press releases, depending on what it is that you want to pitch to your local newspaper. So now that we've kind of gone over the various opportunities there are for generating media and the resources that we have available, we're going to do a little practice exercise. Let me set this up for you. So if you can imagine that your chapter is hosting an event, it's a film screening with a panel discussion, And you've gotten your member of Congress to come and speak for a little bit before the panel starts.
Okay, so you all broke up and had some discussions about you know what you would do with media and so forth. I want to kind of throw it up open to everybody and just ask what came up. What were some of the ideas that you had?
Well, let's go to the next slide here, and you know, here's you know a couple of suggestions, you know, of what you might be able to do with an event like a screening and a member of Congress speaking at it. So there's the press release to the local media, you know, so you could have the liaison to your member of Congress could help you add details about the member, and other chapter members can help look up reporters and email the press release to them. You could also do, after the event, you could do an op-ed, you know, about the event and thanking your member of Congress for coming and speaking to the event. And then there's also letters to the editor. You know, you could write LTEs, thanking the Congress member for attending and highlight you know other panelists that were participating. So you know it's all about using the media to cultivate relationships. You know, whether those are relationships with your member of Congress or with people in the community that you want to work with as allies or things like that. Acknowledgement just really goes a long way. You know, if you can, let's go to the next slide here, you know, and you can always ask for help on these things. You know, Flannery and I are available to brainstorm. You know, we can either do it by email or we could set up a phone call or something like that. But if you want to get some ideas or some coaching for, you know, meeting with an editorial board or you know, writing an op-ed or, you know, getting a press release out, we're here for you. We can do that anytime.
It's here, you know, specifically speaking to Steve's generous offer to be available for follow-up afterwards. The forums link that Steve discussed, as well as his email here for CCL, I'll put in the chat. It's really easy to remember. It's just steve@citizensclimate.org. And feel free to also go on the forums. You can search for what other people have been posting or ask questions about ahead of time. It's all often a very replete repository of information for people that have been really working on this. And
thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.